Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. Hope you're having a great week. Something happened last week which was not terribly exciting, but could have major implications for what's going to be happening financially in our country and direct impact on many of us over the next few years. And that is that the 10-year treasury, that's 10-year government bonds, in other words, people lend money to the government on a 10-year payback. That's all a bond is. In case you're ever confused when you hear about bonds, bonds are just a loan. When you loan money to the government, it's called a treasury. When you loan money to a business, it's just a corporate bond. Okay, but the yield on the 10-year treasury crossed 3% for the first time in 4 years. And this actually is a pretty significant thing if it holds, because just like we see rising interest rates, we talk about when the Fed raises interest rates, the 10-year treasury is what's most closely tied to mortgages. So it's kind of a direct impact on you and I if that yield is rising. So we're going to talk about that in the show today in honor of that nerd moment for the day, because we're talking about the U.S. government and debt. When was the U.S. government's credit rating downgraded? So a historic thing happened relatively recently when the U.S.'s credit worthiness was downgraded by S&P, by Standard & Poor's. When was that? Think for a minute. All right, in 2011, Standard & Poor's downgraded the U.S. from AAA credit rating to a AA+, which was the first time the U.S. had ever been downgraded. Just like you have a credit rating, our country has a credit rating, and it's used for the same purpose. It's basically to tell folks that are thinking of investing or loaning money to us, to our, you know, in the form again of treasuries, if they should expect to be paid back. And the S&P said, man, given the lack of cooperation in the government, given the rising debt level, and at that point in 2011, that was right after Republicans and Democrats voted to lift the debt ceiling yet again, Standard & Poor's says, unless we can get some sort of a balanced budget together, we don't think you deserve the AAA credit rating. Caused all sorts of chaos and havoc, but it is what it is, and we still sit actually with that AA+. Credit rating from Standard & Poor's. So there you go. If you have any questions about anything you hear on the show today, take a moment, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. I will get back to you personally. Again, mylifeismore.com, and enjoy the show. Today, I want to talk about something that a lot of people have seen headlines about it over the last few days. I've gotten questions about this, but it's a really dense financial topic, and that's the 10-year treasury. The yield on the 10-year treasury went over 3%, again, for the first time in 4 years. Why does this even matter? And then when you read the articles on it, it doesn't make any more sense. One person told me, I saw the headline, I started reading the article, I got about one paragraph in, none of the language made any sense to me, and I just quit. So if that's you and you go, I don't even know what yield is, what is a 10-year treasury? Really quickly, this actually does matter to you. It will have an impact on you, and I want to tell you why. And if you have more questions about it, let me know. But the 10-year treasury is just a 10-year government bond, right? So a bond is when you loan money to a company, to a government, that's considered a bond, right? A stock is when you have ownership in a company. A bond is when you loan money to a company. And so when we loan money to the government, that's called treasuries. And that's considered one of the safest bonds you can have, because the U.S., up to this point, has never defaulted on that debt. Okay, so the 10-year treasury, literally a 10-year loan from you to the government, is the most popular debt in the world. It is the most closely tracked. It has impact all over the world. And so there's all sorts of reasons that the yield on that going up will have global ramifications. The yield simply means the return you're getting for the money you lent, right? So if you loan money to the government, they are guaranteeing you some sort of return back. That's the yield. As that yield climbs, it has impact all over the world. Some good, some bad. There's a lot to discuss. But the one thing I want to tell you is that more than anything else, more than the Federal Reserve raising short-term interest rates, which we talked about a few weeks ago. And I won't get into all the reasons for this, but more than anything else, the 10-year treasury directly impacts mortgage rates, fixed mortgage rates, okay? And so the 10-year treasury going over 3%, and especially what to watch for here in the next few weeks and months is, does it maintain that level? Because it's kind of briefly crossed 3%. There's no magic to 3%. That's just kind of a benchmark line that we watch. It briefly crossed it a few years ago, but then it's dipped low again. If it comes above 3%, stays above, and keeps climbing, that's a very strong indicator of what we kind of already know, but that mortgage rates are continuing to head north, and that's not going to slow down. Okay, where does this matter for you? Well, we've talked about this on the show before. If you're someone looking for a home right now, just understand that current mortgage rates, fixed rates, are the lowest they've ever been historically. The closest we ever got to this was the 50s. And even then, it wasn't as low as it is now. So we are living in this crazy, magical time of really low interest rates. And by the way, is there a downside to that? Yeah. Ask anyone who's retiring right now how much return they're getting on low-risk money. It's very low. And that also has to do with low interest rates, right? But if you're a homeowner, it's a ridiculous time to have a mortgage. There's just no interest on it, okay? And that's amazing. So just know that's going up. But here is the danger, the concern I have, especially for people buying a first home right now, so young people. So if you're an older person listening, your kids, your grandkids, they need to hear this. And that is, I guarantee you that as the fixed mortgage rates continue to increase, you're going to see an increase in popularity of adjustable rate mortgages, ARMs. Okay, an adjustable rate mortgage is very attractive. It's a sexy mortgage product because when you see the rate, it's lower than the fixed rate, right? But it's only lower for a period of time. It's adjustable. So you get an introductory offer at some lower fixed level for a period of time. That time could be very short. It could be up to 10 years, the longest, but it's going to be a fixed period of a low rate. And then at the end of that, that rate's going to jump up. And there's all sorts of specifications for how much it jumps, but it could jump a lot. Especially if interest rates increase significantly, it could jump a lot, right? So let's say you're going to do a five-year ARM, a five-year adjustable rate mortgage. It's very attractive because you have the option of that low interest rate up front. But unless you are certain that you're going to be out of that home before 5 years from now, it's a pretty big risk right now when we know rates are going up to commit to that and then find yourself possibly stuck in a home with a significant interest rate and not be able to get out of it, not have a clear way out. And that happened to so many people a number of years ago in the financial crisis that were just hosed because of adjustable rate mortgages. If you've listened to this show before, you know that I do not get excited about people saying always do this and never do this for any financial product. So are there humans in the world that should consider an adjustable rate mortgage? Yes, there are. But I would argue, think long and hard about that right now, because so many times, I can't tell you how many folks I've met with who say, we had every intention of being in this house only for 2 or 3 years, and then we were going to be out. But that's not how it worked out, right? Who really can say with clarity what life's going to look like in 5 months, let alone 5 years? Okay, who knows that? So I would personally rather, and I think it's prudent, and normally I advise folks, I mean, very seldom do I not, that come in and say we're considering an adjustable rate, say I would rather you pay the higher rate for a fixed mortgage because of risk assessment. This is now just a simple risk assessment. Yes, you're paying a higher rate, but you have the freedom to maintain that rate now for years and years and years instead of being stuck, if life doesn't go quite the way you think it does, being stuck in this adjustable rate that could truly mess with you. So why not take the higher rate, especially when the fixed rate is the lowest it's ever been, right? If fixed rates were some crazy level, then you could make a pretty strong argument for, well, you know, you want to take, it's worth the risk of the adjustable rate. But fixed rates are insanely low still. So why take that added risk? In a minute, I'm going to tell you how low they are compared to the past. My dad sent me a text this week, which was amazing about this. So I'll tell you that. First, if you're just joining us, this is Chris Burns. You're listening to More Than Money. And if you missed any part of this show or you want to hear past shows, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. Again, mylifeismore.com. So my dad sends me this text. I did an update every day on WSB. At 7:30, about 7:30 in the morning, 5:30 in the afternoon, we have updates go out. I create a new update every day. It's a 1 minute, what's going on in the world, and really specifically, how does that impact your wallet? So the goal is, how do we, again, make this super real and tangible to you of just a daily tip and advice about finances? So one of the updates this week was related to this, and I talked about adjustable rate mortgages, and just be careful, because again, as mortgage fixed rates rise, you better believe that mortgage brokers are going to more and more start discussing ARMs again, adjustable rate mortgages, because it looks really attractive up front, okay? My dad sends me a text and says, they bought a home in 1981, okay, an adjustable rate mortgage in 1981, but at that point, the low introductory rate, take a guess for a minute, what do you think it was? Those of you that were actually buying homes in the early 80s, what was the introductory rate, the fixed low rate for that ARM in 1981? 15.5%. A 15.5% adjustable rate mortgage, which then would have jumped up after a few years. Holy cow, do we have it good. Young people, no clue. You have no idea, and I didn't live through it either, how good we have it when we're sitting at 4%, 3%, 4%, even as they move into 5% mortgages compared to historical mortgage rates. It's remarkable. My dad currently has a 3.875% mortgage, fixed mortgage. And so he was saying just how wonderful it is, which is, it's no different than this. We rent and ran. If you've been listening to the show, you know that every year we run a mud race to support our friends, our nonprofit partner, Promise 686. They are working to change the foster and adoption crisis in Georgia. And we work with them throughout the year, but every year we run a mud race and we raise support. We did that a few weeks ago. I'm still recovering, but I'm mostly there. But usually, historically, it's been an 11-mile race, an 11-mile mud race. And I am not a long marathon runner, let's be honest. So it's been tough. It has been truly hard to get through. This year, we switched to a venue that was a Warrior Dash, which was like a 5K, and it was more family-friendly. My son ran it with us. It was great. All I could think about that entire time, as people around me were going, oh, this is hard, this is terrible, first time people doing it, was how wonderful this was compared with the 11-mile race. Because no matter what, it was going to be over way faster. And I think that's kind of the mindset here of mortgages is, don't take some slightly lower adjustable rate mortgage offer because, oh, we beat the fixed rate when the fixed rate is so darn low historically. Instead, think about, my word, I don't have a 15.5%. I don't have an 18% fixed mortgage. I'm doing amazing. And that's my thoughts on treasury yields going up.